Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 272. And following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 272. How can illusions satisfy God's Son? Father, the truth belongs to me. My home is set in heaven by your will and mine. Can dreams content me? Can illusions bring me happiness? What but your memory can satisfy your Son? I will accept no less than what you have given me. I am surrounded by your love, forever still, forever gentle, and forever safe. God's Son must be as you created him. Amen. Today we pass illusions by, and if we hear temptation call to us to stay and linger in a dream, we turn aside and ask ourselves if we, the sons of God, could be content with dreams when heaven can be chosen just as easily as hell, and love will happily replace all fear. How can illusions satisfy God's Son? I love the line in the lesson that says, "What but your memory can satisfy your Son?" And I sit with this in meditation. The mind quiets, and I am sitting in I am, which is the memory of what I am. And it is still, gentle and safe. And I notice the mind wander to a thought. And I ask, why does it wander? Does this thought offer stillness, gentleness? Does it feel safe? And it doesn't. So why does the mind stray? What really seduces mind away from peace? The Course says that every illusion, and this reminds me there truly is no illusion that is exempt from this. It is every illusion. It says, every illusion is an assault on truth. And every illusion, does violence to the idea of love, because it seems to make both love and illusion to be equally true. It seems to make separation and oneness equally true. I also love the line, I am surrounded by your love, forever still, forever gentle, forever safe. While walking the dogs yesterday, I realized that love is oneness, and that I want to define love and oneness in this way to help me bridge the gap. So I reword this line. I am surrounded by oneness, which is forever still, forever safe, forever gentle, forever loving. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, today I want to be in awareness of all the illusions I am thinking up and believing. Help me to return back to the I am, the thought of God, the truth of what I am. Help me return back to this throughout the day so I can see and feel the difference between illusions and the truth. I want to choose truth over illusion. Be my guide today. Help me to choose love, oneness, peace, stillness, you. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind by noticing the breath. We notice the breath is not us, it just is. And we ask, if I am not the breath, what am I? If I am not the body, what am I? If the mind journeys off into a thought track and you become aware of it, ask, who is thinking that thought? And then look at what is aware of thought. Which came first? Without awareness, would there be a place for thought? And sink back into the awareness of the awareness of what we are. Thank you for joining with me and becoming grounded and wanting no illusions today. Namaste.